Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Sharing with you our ancestors' traditional knowledge of medicinal plants, we give thanks to our ancestors and our elders for the gifts that we are given, and with many thanks and our respect to Mother Earth, who continues to enrich our lives with vital medicines, plants, food, and water that are much needed by our bodies. Do you love to dream? I love to dream. I have very, very vivid dreams. I always have since I was a child. And I have them about everything from Sasquatch to ghosts to friends to family to ancestors that have passed on. I just dream very vivid always. So it's colorful and imaginative and soothing. I've been taught lessons and teachings in my dreams. I've learned things in my dreams. I just love dreaming. And so I thought today that we could talk about some of our herbal remedies that we have out there and our herbal plants and our ancestral plants that they used for dreaming to induce vivid dreaming to help just get our profound dreams out there and gain more universal insights from our dreams. So first off is this Hosha dream root, and it's Hosha, Hosha dream root, and it's really vivid and really great for enhancing your dreams. And this comes from Africa. And I always say, you know, our ancestors were Ojibwe, and our ancestors are Ojibwe traditions, but we have ancestrals from all over the world, and we're all related in some way and somehow, and their teachings are great for our teachings. And so we really like to share what we know and our knowledge and gain more knowledge from others as well. So this Hosha dream root, Hosha, if you'd like to look it up, and it's called by the peoples of Africa. It's the teaching plant and considered highly sacred by the shamans traditionally. It's a dream root producing the dream states in healers and other shamans during their ceremonies. And so if you inspire to have more vivid and profound dreams, this is kind of a herbal thought for you. And you can give it a fast little drink because it's real bitter. And what you want to do is mix just a real small amount with water, typically, and consume it right before you're sleeping. And this is going to kind of enhance your vivid dreams, because I love dreaming, and it takes us out of our physical reality, but it also teaches us things about our physical reality. And so sometimes some of us dream to escape, and some of us dream for knowledge. And so these are going to be about 7 different herbs that we'll talk about for recollection and enhancement, and just to fill up your dream journal if you have a dream journal, because that's always a good idea to go ahead and have yourself a dream journal. Blue lotus. It's a mind and body and spirit herb from the Hinduism, and it's just considered highest and sacred energies, and it produces lucid dreaming states, and highly recommended for insomnia sufferers and by holistic healers. It's typically consumed by smoking and steeped in teas. So if you find yourself having trouble dreaming, or you find yourself frequently waking up, try this blue lotus, and that may help you. The African dream bean. This is the spirit connections. It's known to promote lucid dreaming states out of this world. And this is also used in Africa and used by a number of tribes and cultures around Asia and Australia and India. It provides good luck and And sometimes it provides the spirit communications are more accessible. And this dreaming herb is typically dried and smoked, but some people get great results by eating the bean with its internal seeds. And so there is an idea with the African dream bean. Wild asparagus root. It's effective for allowing one to fly in their dreams. Some people say not to use at all if you're not seeking to fly in your dreams. I've never flown in my dreams. I've fallen, but I've never flown. And I know I've had a lot of friends that flew. You know what I did do once in my dream, though? I could levitate. And I was talking to my friend that I had met. And I was talking to him, and him and I had become very good friends. And I'm like, when I'm with you, I levitate. And so when we're feeling that, I was just so excited to feel that. Levitation was fabulous. And maybe, you know, this wild asparagus root, once again, if I wanted to maybe try that, we could try this supplement. And also this wild asparagus is actually excellent for softer and more supple skin. So not only can we have fantastic dreams and soaring through the skies, but we could get some fantastic skin while we're dreaming. So this excellent would be for us if we want softer skin and vivid dreams. A Mexican tarragon. This is a flower from Mexico, and they use a lot in the festivities, and they're commonly used in their spice. You can burn it as a bedtime incense or in your tea, or it can be smoked. And this is going to promote vivid images and dream recollection. It also has antiviral properties. So that's going to be that extra boost. Mugwort. Who would have thought, huh? Mugwort. We love mugwort too because it's great for our bodies. It's excellent for our essential oils, teas, and its aromatic qualities during ceremonies and meditation practices. And so this is going to help heal while dreaming. And some people have reported having darker dreams that reveal hidden insights and allowing them to better know themselves or mend from past hurts and experiences. So mugwort is going to help us boost our healing during our dreams and while we're asleep. Celestrius panculatus. This is a dreamy herb. It's something like Harry Potter would use. It packs a natural punch from Mother Nature, facilitates more of the lucid dreaming. And so you're going to benefit during your waking hours because it keeps working while you sleep to fuel dream recollection. And so this is excellent herb that's promoted to assist with ADD type disorders and prevent epileptic seizures and to aid in memory recollection and Alzheimer's sufferers. And so that's an excellent, excellent herbal remedy for helping our body and for helping us have lucid dreams. And we all love to dream. So whether we're looking at dreams to heal or to gain knowledge or just be in a different state of our physical being, dreams are always a blessing. Just a real blessing. And we thank Mother Nature for the gifts that she gives us and giving us our herbal support here for our dreams. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant for providing local programming. We say me gwich, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Giba Wabanin.